There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Malzie?
Yeah?
Are you over your cold yet?
My voice is still not quite all the way back. Why?
Because I feel like mine's gotten worse.
Yeah, I knew it would.
I was good. I was bad. Then I was good. And now I'm worse. It hasn't been linear. It hasn't been...
Linear is the name of a copier company. Linear.
Yes, it has not been... I thought when I started to feel better that I was in the clear, and last night, I think I had the second worst sore throat of my life.
So you're,
I had a sore throat wake me up. That's never happened before.
So you're
now it's, now the throat doesn't hurt.
I brought lozenges for you, pal.
I have a whole pocket of them.
You need to thank our pal Nate Store on Twitter, because he's
thank
the one
you,
who
Nate.
Sent us like literally 300 cough
I need
drops.
Somebody, and there's... All of you out there here at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, I'm waving. They're looking at me. There's probably about 75 to 100 people here. I need someone to go get me tea. I feel like to get through this show...
You need tea.
I need somebody at the Rivers to hear this message and bring me...
A nice cup of tea.
A tea and lemon, yeah. And if someone wants to put a shot
little
of bourbon
shot of,
in there or something
yep.
in there, I'm fine
yep.
with that, too.
A hot toddy.
Yeah.
Who's our guy there that only comes up to fist bump you and does not like me? What's his
no,
name?
No, he likes you. He just finds the melted cheese aversion to be a little
Oh, that's
creepy.
Right. That's his big thing.
Yeah, he doesn't
me.
Want to trust you because you don't like pizza.
And
your wife has said the same thing about you.
Yeah, I mean, if we listed the things my wife thinks are like weird or objectionable about me, we'd be here for 4 hours and you wouldn't have to talk.
Didn't she say something to you the other day, like, if you say something like that again, we're never going to get invited back here?
Oh, yeah, that was a different story, though.
Okay.
That was just...
That was not about you calling out pizza for being disgusting?
No. That was something else, that she overstated the degree to which people disagreed with what I said, because they really didn't, but she just couldn't believe I said it.
She was like, this is a pro-Kenny Pickett crowd and all your
Kind of some of the things I was saying she thought were going over like a lead balloon, but I think she was actually misjudging the situation at that point. I feel for you. You know what I'm going to do here? I'll do the lion's share. I will make sure. You just get us in and out here. And you can talk as much as your throat allows you to.
I have a lot to say, and I want to participate in the show today. I just think I need tea, and I don't know how to get tea here.
Here's a serious question. Is there even tea on the premises here?
I'm going to say yes.
Where did this phrase, I wouldn't do that for all the tea in China, come from? Because that is a known phrase.
Where did the spill the tea?
That's a new one.
When did
one.
That enter the lexicon?
That's like a gen... What's the generation after us? We're millennials.
Z?
Or is it right to Gen Z?
Yeah.
I think that's a very young millennial, late millennial, or early Gen Z thing where they came up with spill the tea. And I think it's the Kermit the Frog meme. So we need to hear somebody at the Rivers to hear us say, you need tea, preferably with a little honey and lemon in it,
yep.
and maybe a little bourbon, if they wouldn't mind.
That's how I'll get through the show and sound okay. I'm not going to promise great.
Do you know what would make me feel sick to my stomach, Pony?
What's that?
If the Steelers gave Najee Harris a contract extension.
So why are you saying that?
I saw Starkey say, why wouldn't you continue this marriage? Well, it takes two to enter into a union like that. He's going to be a free agent. He's probably going to want more, chances are, like I think every running back, than most savvy fans and I think GMs would want to give to a running back.
Wait a minute. I don't know about that last point now. I'm not having a great day because of this cold that has taken over me. Najee Harris had a great day today.
Yes, Chuba Hubbard got $32 million.
$33 million.
Okay, Dan Morgan is a bonehead there.
Yeah, but some running backs got paid last offseason, too.
Mainly in like the one-year, maybe two-year variety type of deals. Like Henry's deal is a two-year deal, but
well,
I think...
Okay.
Functionally speaking, it was not a long-term deal. Oh. Barkley got paid.
Okay. DeAndre Swift got 3 years and $24 million.
How much guaranteed, though, is what I care about?
I think 12.
Okay.
And he had 1,200 yards in Philly last year, and it was his first 1,000-yard season. And Najee's had 3 and is going on 4 this year.
Okay.
So that guy got 8. Hubbard got 8 and change, and he's never had a 1,000-yard season, and his career rushing average is 4.1 yards per carry, and Najee's 4.
Mm-hmm.
So if those guys are getting 8-plus, then he's probably going to get 9 or more.
Congratulations
from
to him.
Somebody.
I hope whatever team pays him that is not the Steelers and that he has a wonderful time
so
over there.
So I agree with that, but I actually, in this moment, at this very second, I have to admit that I was wrong about something. They should have picked up his fifth-year option.
I'm not positive that that's even
the
true.
The fifth-year option.
$6 million or whatever.
6.7. That's a bargain right now.
That's a bargain if you think that what he does is irreplaceable and not easily replaced.
Okay, so how would you go about replacing it then?
Draft a running back in like the middle rounds next year, third or fourth round.
And that guy walks right in and as a rookie is your starting running back?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be fine with me. I don't like it when it automatically comes up because he is a big body guy back there. Where Arthur Smith is talking about him and comping him to Derrick Henry. I find that to be offensive to Henry and ignorant.
Well, he did say they were different players. He was asked about
They're very different players. One guy is going to go to the Hall of Fame because he is the most insane combination of big man who is also explosive that I have probably ever seen. He's a bigger dude than Adrian Peterson, and he has pretty much just as much breakaway speed, if not more, on a straight line. Najee's whole thing is that even this year, in what is shaping up to be obviously his best year, he has not really displayed what I would call breakaway speed or the ability to hit like a 70-yard home run, so to speak.
Okay, but when running backs like Chuba Hubbard are getting over $8 million a year, $6.7 million for Najee Harris suddenly doesn't look or seem as bad.
It becomes a bargain. I understand that the market is what it is, but I think with running backs, there are still more outlier deals where the market doesn't follow the player, unlike quarterback or even wide receiver, where the market generally gets reset over and over, tight end even. This reminds me of like the NFL contract equivalent of if my dad saying to me, you know, I would say, hey, my friends are all doing this. Why can't I? And he'd say, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, Chris, would you? Like, if all your friends signed Chuba Hubbard to a deal like that, would you? And I would say, no. If all your friends signed that deal or saw that deal and said, well, we want to get paid commensurate with that deal, I'd say, sorry, man, not happening here.
Yes, but I just also gave you DeAndre Swift from last offseason, too. A very similar player.
Do you think that if Jaylen Warren is healthy, there is a significant difference between he and Najee Harris?
No, I've said for years that I think Jaylen Warren's a better player.
Well, then I don't want to keep both of them, and I would say that the guy who even at $6.7 million would I think be not worth the money
would be the guy
I'd send on his way.
Yes, but the other part of that is Jaylen Warren has been hurt this year and hasn't been very productive. If Jaylen Warren was having a typical Jaylen Warren season, well, then I think this would be a moot point. But at the moment, as we reach the halfway point of the season and get ready for a very important stretch, Jaylen Warren has done very little this year, and Najee Harris is in the middle of the best run of his career. He's playing his best football ever.
You're a prisoner of the moment in saying that, though. Jaylen Warren is in a situation that we haven't seen from him where he hasn't been as available, so he hasn't been able to impress people. And Najee is on the best heater of his life as a pro. Like, I don't think it's intellectually very, very wise to try and answer this question in this specific moment. Because, of course, it is going to skew in Najee Harris's favor, the public opinion here. If you had would anybody even take this seriously as a topic if we were asking it because Chuba Hubbard got paid today and Najee was coming off the following three games prior? An average of 3.8 yards per carry, between 60 and 70 yards every game.
No, but we're not, though.
But it's a three-game sample that we're trying to say is going to like affect the way that this team looks at him moving forward.
And Russell Wilson is a two-game sample.
Wilson has an entire Hall of Fame career in his rearview mirror that we can cite back to.
And Najee Harris has 1,000 yards every year, which I'm not going to praise him up and down
for. He has not been an efficient, explosive running back at any point in his NFL career until the last three games. For any significant stretch of time.
Yeah, and guys that don't exactly have the reputation for being explosive running backs who make big plays are making more money than what they could have paid him last offseason.
He's also going to have probably close to 1,200 carries or something, 1,100 carries at least by the end of this season.
That's why
in his career.
We're 9 minutes into the, well, not 9 minutes because I yammered about my cold to start the show. We're a few minutes into this conversation, and I have not said that they should sign him to a contract extension because I think he's priced himself out of Pittsburgh.
You just think
even
that
more.
You would have taken one more year of him at $6.7 million. I don't even think I would have done that. I just don't. I think you're going to be able to find somebody in next year's draft class if you want to.
Well, I can promise you this. If they don't do it in the draft, they won't sign a running back for $6.7 million or less who's as good or better than him. They just won't. He might get $10 million a year in free agency if he keeps this up. That's not out of the question. I'd like to know what the franchise tag number on him is. Can you look that up? Is that not something
much,
that's worth
it's
it?
It's not much different.
Because that would be something where I might, if he keeps this up, say, yeah, we effed up, we screwed up, we should have done it for 6.7, but because this is only a one-year commitment and you had such a good year and I don't want to waste a second or third round pick, I'm not taking the kid from Boise State in the first or second round. I could draft the guy in the middle rounds, and there's no doubt he could be better than Najee. Not this version of Najee Harris, I'm sorry. I cannot believe I'm making this argument, but here we are because I am just reacting to what I've seen the last few weeks, which is, I think, what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to look at things.
2024 franchise tag value was 11.9 for running backs. Prohibitive.
He'd have to really, really get hot in the second half of the season for me to want to pay him that. But guess what? I'm not going to completely rule that out right now with how he's going.
I mean, I'm
not opposed to that.
I think Ohio State has two running backs who are going to get drafted who I think would probably do a comparable job to what Najee Harris has done for a fraction of the price. Judkins and Henderson. Like, I'm just looking at 2025 running back rankings, and the literal first sentence that I'm seeing in some of the analysis is most of these are big-bodied, three-down
back
type
guys. And where are they
going
to go? I don't want to use a second-round pick on a running back, do you?
How about Ollie Gordon from Oklahoma State?
Horrible year.
Okay, still 6'2", 225. Big dude. How about Caleb Johnson from Iowa, 6', 225. Big dude.
If Caleb Johnson walked into this casino sportsbook right now, and he'd have a hard time getting around because there's not a lot of room with so many people here. I wouldn't recognize him.
Okay, so what?
I'm just saying I'm not familiar with his game, as the kids say.
What are you talking about, the Shaq meme here?
Donnie, your thoughts on all this?
I wouldn't pay him. I wouldn't unless he came back with his tail between his legs, which I don't think is going to happen because he is having his best season as a pro. I think they've played it pretty wisely with how his career has gone. I mean, they would have never made the pick anyway if this current regime was in place. Let's be honest. Omar Khan would not have taken a running back in the first round.
Yeah.
And if this still was Kevin Colbert, and no knock to him, they probably exercised the option. They're probably actively working on a deal at this moment if he is still in charge. That's also not the case. I think you let him play this out, you give him a handshake at season's end, you tell him we appreciate the effort you gave us for the last few years, but if you don't get anything better on the open market, give us a ring.
So
I just don't see that happening.
So you don't have any regrets about the fifth-year option either?
No.
Wow.
Your landlord does, Donnie. He said picking up the 6.7 was idiotic.
So do you guys both look at this then as he's just a complete byproduct of their system right now?
Yeah, I don't think he's doing anything that any
man.
That a lot
I'm
of
watching
other
him run, and
he's
running
do.
People over, and he's got more burst than I've seen out of him.
He's running hard, and that's I think a major reason why people like him because it's very easy to be to kind of get the vapors about a running back that's trucking people once
while. But it's actually getting results. It's not just you're looking at a guy and he's working hard. He's not like a hockey player who's on the fourth line who goes into the corner and you're like, look at this guy mucking and grinding out there. It's not a guy that like eats innings for you in baseball. He's actually giving you like high end running hard production
for
right now.
For three games he has done that. I just think you are falling victim to prisoner of the moment syndrome.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. It is jam-packed here. Anybody in the crowd or anybody listening right now wants to get me a hot tea here to battle through this cold, I'll give you $40 on the spot. I'm hurting.
You're willing to pay $40 for a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Boy, that is, you want to talk about like supply and demand here. People are getting an Econ 101 lesson from you.
412-928-9370. Najee Harris is the topic. Daryl in Houston is ready to go on it. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, guys. Haven't talked to you in a while. I hope all is well. Real quick on the Najee Harris, one thing that I think, Chris, you're not taking into consideration is availability. You keep plugging all these other guys in, and you can plug a guy in. But one thing Najee is, he's durable, and he's having his best season. He's going to make money because at the end of the day, Dallas and the Giants thought the same thing. Running backs are a dime a dozen, six for a nickel. Guess what's happening? Dallas is going to fire their coach, and the GM and the coach of the Giants are going to get fired. He's going to get an offer from someone, a very substantial offer. I agree with Andrew. In retrospect, they should have picked up that fifth-year option because of $6 million, that is a steal right now. But you know what? You played a short game, and this is what happens. You got to, you know, now you got to go out and find somebody else, and you keep saying, well, you can just go pluck a third rounder. You remember we got to go back to Toussaint L'Ouverture and those guys, and then you're playing in a playoff game with a guy you picked up off the street and almost gets been killed. You better take into consideration, you better be careful what you ask for. That's my position on that.
I mean, Jaylen Warren's injury this year is a big part of why I'm saying it's a regret not picking up that option on him. Not only is Najee having his best year, but the guy that is supposed to be his 1-2 punch has just not looked like the same guy.
You might have gotten, though, through these 3 years and then this fourth year, the most available, durable version of Najee Harris that there's ever going to be. There's nothing to say that he can't get hurt because he's already had a heavy workload in his NFL career and that he might start wearing down. Nothing at all.
Anytime
you're making a durability argument,
giving him the fifth-year option,
it's a crapshoot to me. Anytime anyone's going to make like a pro-Najee argument about durability, he's one hit away. He also, by the way, if I'm going to comment on his style a little bit, he puts himself in more vulnerable positions than he needs to with his obsession of still trying to jump over people.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
So I'm just saying, like, you say he's durable. He has been. I would never – that's a fair argument by Daryl. I just don't think that that's one that I would like to stake my whole side of it
but
on.
But that's not all you have to say about him right now.
He
not
has
only
been,
is he durable, but he's
yes,
been excellent.
Okay, I am not making decisions based on a three-week sample of him looking really good. I'm not.
You literally said on the air 2 months ago that you would have given Justin Fields $30 million a year
and
based on three
I
games.
I have learned my lesson from that.
But when you say, I'm not going to, we
anymore.
Have evidence. Okay, thank you. We need to add that word in there. Here is Bob.
Don't try to shame me for going back in my opinion. You literally are doing that with this exact discussion.
Yeah, and I'm yes, because there's new information. Hello, oh. Bob. You're on the fan.
Is this me?
Yes. Are you Bob in Monroeville?
Yeah, okay. I do definitely regret it, number one, because it took him 4 years now. He's actually doing things that we always wanted to do him, and he's doing it. He knows everything about our playbook and so forth. You really, you know, people say, oh, running backs, dime a dozen. I don't believe that.
No.
Look at the running back in Baltimore. As far as Warren, I tell you, I really wanted Warren to come back, not because of Warren. Because when Warren plays good, it sets off a fire in Najee. And both of them, they complement each other because they're different style. Okay? And lastly, when you're 6-2, every game should be like a playoff game because Kansas City and all the other teams that they win a Super Bowl, they win in the regular season so they can have all these plays at their home.
Yes, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. All right, so two guys saying that this is a regret, agreeing with me, which they should because it's the right opinion. Here's Jake next. Hello, Jake.
No.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I agree with Chris and Donnie on this one because...
Because you're a smart guy, Jake. Thank you.
Well, I don't agree with you on Broderick Jones, but anyway.
Well, you're a dumb guy, Jake. Sorry.
What do you mean? All the film says the guy blows ass, Chris.
Well, that's because he's playing his off position.
And when I watched him in Georgia, no, that's just incorrect, too. He gave up in Georgia, too, on plays, and that's just the player he is. But anyway, on Najee, he's a slow starter. He's a product of the system, and he just, I mean, you don't underestimate a guy that needs paid. So that's why he's having a great year.
Okay, after but this, I said if you had given him the fifth-year option, that's $6.7 million for next year, and that's it. So he would have gone into next year with the same attitude about wanting to get paid.
But this year he wouldn't have been any good. He would have been just ho-hum.
So he would have just lollygagged it and half-assed it until he got into another contract year?
Exactly.
So you believe that every single player is specifically money motivated? If that was the case,
Not every player.
Well, contract years would be the only good years.
So just to make sure I hear you right, when you've watched Najee Harris for the first 3 years of his career, you thought he was dogging it because he was not in a contract year yet?
He didn't come on until the last 4 weeks of the season every year.
Okay, but the last 4 weeks of the season weren't to play for new contracts. He wasn't eligible for a contract yet.
And like another guy said, the only time he pushed himself is when Warren was having good games.
Well, why? So he's pushing himself now because
he's the type of player he is.
Okay. I mean, I've crushed the guy, but I don't look at him as someone that doesn't put forth effort. I mean, his attitude and kind of his personality rubs me the wrong way sometimes. He came out of the tunnels in Indianapolis and gave fans the double birds there and then had a crappy game. I don't like that kind of stuff, but...
You were ready to send him to the glue factory after
I was. I thought Cordell Patterson was a better fit in this offense. Yeah. We thought for 4 years Mason Rudolph sucked, and then he came in and saved the Steelers season last
Sometimes
year.
Sometimes the nature of this job makes me think that we're two dogs sitting there with the front door open, and every time another dog barks or walks by, we just start barking, and then we go quiet again, and then things change, and then here we go again. Something passes in front of our face.
But that's the NFL.
No, I know.
That's the NFL for you. Not many people thought the team the Steelers are going to play on Sunday was going to be any good this year. They have a 7-2 record. The Broncos, I think, had the second lowest over-under win total. They have a 5-4 record through 9 games.
No, I know.
The Cowboys blow.
I'm not swayed at all.
The 49ers suck.
I'm just not swayed at all by this, and I think you're going to find somebody you could get in the third round, for example, who's going to give you a pretty damn reasonable Najee Harris.
All right, we're live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Still no one's taking me up on that $40 tee offer. We'll see what happens there. It's a power ranking Wednesday. We'll do that at 3:30. Also, a total request Thursday. At 5:30, you get to pick the 5:30 topic. Your options right now, Najee New Deal, Pirates Hot Stove, Nerd Rip Steelers, Politics. Najee winning. 29% of people want us to talk politics, though.
Politics in second place is
politics alive.
Dangerous ground.
Our bosses say don't talk politics. We've put it to the people. They might want us to talk politics.
Well, if we end up... If the people speak and want us to do that, we can't be held liable.
It's total request Thursday.
The people would have to get blamed for anything we would say that might make people mad.
Jason Mackey, Post-Gazette columnist, joins us right now in his normal spot. Jason worked for a little while in D.C., so he'll be going back there for the Steelers and Commanders Sunday. And I'm guessing you'll be there tomorrow night for the Penguins and Capitals as well, Jason?
No, I'm not double dipping. I'm staying here.
Did you ask to do that?
To what? Stay here?
No, to do both.
Yeah, I mean, no. Well, Wenzel's taking the trip. I offered my services, and Matt wanted to keep the trip, so I decided to stay here. I'm going to be on the nightly sports call, and I will be heading down with Jerry and Ray on Saturday.
Okay. Because I was going to say, that would be right up your alley to do Caps and Pens, and then if that's Sidney Crosby's 600th goal night, you're going to be talking about Pitt and Virginia with Richie Walsh at 10:50 on the Fan instead.
Way to just turn the knife, man. You got anything else?
I'm just saying that's
you
a bad.
You used to work at DC, boy. I bet you'd really like DC.
I'm just saying. That's a
I
bad
know.
Job by the Post Gazette. They could have had you there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You could have had all things covered. I don't know who the boss is over there these days, but he dropped the ball on this one, in my opinion.
It's not too late, Andrew. Maybe I could scoot out tomorrow morning. Maybe I can still pitch it. And I say, Andrew Filippone on the Fan said I should go down here and do this. It's going to score 600. It's actually not a terrible idea. I wonder if I could do the nightly sports call remote.
No, I've
Maybe
tried that, Malzie.
I got
shut down on remote sports
calls. I mean,
calls.
I was only allowed to do it remotely when my knee was literally immobilized and I had to just sit in a chair in my home office. That was the only time I've been allowed to do them remotely.
I had my first go around with the in the Fan studio thing on Friday night. That was impressive. Malzie walked me through this perfectly.
Impressive. You put something in your ear, you put a mic on, and you stare at a camera. I don't know how impressive that is. It's pretty cut and dried there, Jason. No?
I work for a newspaper, buddy. I have a low bar. It impressed me. I enjoyed it. I don't think I screwed up. I talked to Richie. It was a good time.
I mean, how different is it than when you and Adam Bittner preview the Steelers games every Wednesday when you get on a StreamYard or
the Fuji Master
or whatever the heck that is? Yeah, you guys do similar stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. But I'm not standing in the middle of a studio.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not standing in the middle of a big fancy radio station or anything. I'm like sitting in my family room. So, I mean, this was a much bigger deal.
Do you think the Steelers are regretting not picking up Najee's fifth-year option?
Maybe a little, because I don't see a path to him re-signing here. I understand the argument. I understand.
Right, but if they had picked up the fifth-year option, they'd have him down for $6.7 million right now.
I know. I mean, if you're Najee Harris, think about this logically. I know what he said. He likes being here, but you've made it this far. You're running the best you ever have. Why would you not take that to the open market and see who's going to pay you? I mean, maybe it comes back and it's the Steelers, but it only takes one team, man. So, yeah, I think you'd have a little bit of regret there if you're the Steelers, given how much he's produced.
I only think you'll have regret if you're the Steelers, or you would have regret if, as an organization, you believe that running backs were important enough or not so fungible that you could find a replacement in next year's draft. And it is an extraordinarily deep class. It's not just Ashton Jeanty from Boise State. I honestly believe that this group of people running the show personnel-wise does not think Najee Harris would have been worth a first-rounder, Jason, and I feel like they think they can find a replacement next year in the draft.
I mean, I hope they're right. I think they're going to need to. I think they could probably have Jaylen Warren for cheap. It's not going to be a bad thing, man. But,
I didn't get hot tea yet, no.
Sorry, Jason. We're toggling conversations here. Pony's been begging for hot tea since he got on the air today. He is getting hot tea with honey and lemon sent his way right now, it looks like.
There is a
gentleman working from the casino here who might be Pony's hero right now if he can make this happen.
I have no idea what the man said. He works here, so do I still have to give him $40?
He's going out of his way to get you hot. Sorry, Jason, you're like an accessory now to this for a second. He's going out of his way.
Can I get away with tipping him 20?
I think you owe him at least 20.
Okay.
Anyway, Jason.
Well, Chris, I'm laughing because you and I went through this. We did what Pony did, and now he's getting
what sounds like it. It was brutal, and you and I were doing solo shows when we had
it. Jason, I got sick, and then I felt better, and now I feel worse. If that makes sense.
Dude, I had the same exact thing. I think my kid brought home something from – I'm over both of them now. But, like, I had one. I thought I was good, and then it came back. It's a weird – maybe
That's
it's the same thing.
That's the immune system, dude.
Donnie, have you gotten this yet?
No. I've somehow avoided it.
That's your body fighting disease, brother.
Man. All right.
Jason, is D.C. one of your favorite road cities to travel to? Where does it rank?
Oh, just twist that knife even more for not getting sent there for Penguins Capitals.
Dude, I'm going to be firing off a text as soon as we hang up. Be like, you sure we can't go? Sure. Sure you don't need to call him in D.C. tomorrow? Yeah, it's top five for sure.
Top five.
Yeah. Like, Vancouver usually takes the cake on hockey. San Diego's pretty darn high up there on baseball. D.C. for both of them is, like, you know, elite for me. I love it. I love staying sometimes in Virginia, sometimes Maryland, sometimes right in the middle of it. I've stayed everywhere. So, yeah, I lived there for 3.5 years, so, like, I know a little bit of it. I just think it's a great city, man. It's a great place to cover a game.
Where's the place where they have massive pizza slices that are, like, the size of your head?
Why are you asking me?
They have them in D.C. They're in Adams Morgan.
There it is.
I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
No, that is exactly what I'm talking about. When the bars let out there, they have these gigantic pizza slices, Paulsy.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Dude, they're incredible, too. Oh, my God. I had one at, like, 3 in the morning outside of a bar there once. They're very, very good.
You need to get
good.
Down there, yes, with your boy Jim Loke, Mulsey, and do a D.C. weekend. This would have been
D.C.
perfect.
Pizza tour. Hey, Mulsey, you don't like pizza. Why don't you try these slices that are as big as your head?
I'm not talking about the pizza part. I'm just saying this would have been a great sports weekend for you with Penguins, Capitals, and then the game on Sunday. And I almost feel like Alex has done so many extravagant things. He went over to Europe. I think you're owed one of those guys' trips.
But here's the trade-off. I'm going to Pinehurst in July for like 4 or 5 days to go play golf.
Yeah, and she'll do something in between November and July to even things out.
Well, she was supposed to. She was supposed to go on a bachelorette trip, but now I guess the flight prices are just so absurdly high, they're bagging it and doing something local.
See, so
you got to talk to somebody about those flight prices.
Okay, but let her do that, and then you can still do a D.C. weekend.
We can't do the D.C. weekend because you know why? Alex has her big gala for being an award-winning nurse this weekend.
Well, congratulations on all her success. Again, though, that's more stuff for her and less stuff for you. Jason, I will say this, though. The football stadium there is a dump, and it's an impossible place to get to. So you're not going to enjoy that part of it.
I'm not. I've been there. I've been there as a fan, and it's terrible. It was under the Dan Snyder regime when I went.
Can you ask Arthur Smith why his family business insists on keeping their name on that?
No, it's gone.
Oh wait, it's not
FedEx
anymore.
It's not FedEx anymore.
Smart move.
Yep.
You don't want to be associated with that place. The place almost killed Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, fans
he had a huge game and then fans fell on him. What a dump!
It bothers me. My first job in pro sports was actually at RFK Stadium, and I obviously they're not going to play there now. It's just I wish that the Commanders were in D.C. Like, that's insane. I don't even know if people realize that. Like, it's not, they're not actually in D.C. proper. That doesn't make sense to me. And it's just, it's wrong, man. It's wrong.
All right, Jason, we'll talk again next week. See you, pal.
All right, guys, have a good one. Feel better, Andrew.
Thank you.
I think you really put him on tilt with the start of that conversation.
That's just such an easy one because it's drivable.
No, I know. I just think you put him on big tilt.
And
big tilt.
And it's a Sid milestone. And if there's one thing we know about Penguins fans right now, milestones and nostalgia.
Oh, they are a walking nostalgia.
That's what they love.
They certainly don't love winning games or protecting leads.
Right?
We know that much.
The big moments for the Penguins this year are nostalgia and milestones.
Just put a big 1,500 balloon up there, a big 600 balloon up there, a 500 balloon up there.
And Sid's on 598 right now. They're in Carolina tonight. And to do it against Ovechkin?
Oh, it would be glorious, Pony. It would be glorious. You think they could have, like, a commemorative night when they give up their 500th odd man rush of the season? That should happen by about game 50.
They hang a banner.
500 horrible defensive lapses.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful
Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!